With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. Yesterday was the first Sunday since the Waldo Canyon fire destroyed the 60-year-old Flying W Ranch. It was a Western icon with chuck wagon dinners, cowboy music with the Flying W Wranglers, and weekly services at the church on the ranch. As Elise Thatcher reports for Colorado Public Radio News, the congregation was already back together.
Those attending met at the Norris Penrose Event Center. It's known for rodeos, so the spot was perfect for this Western-themed service. Kevin Shrewsbury lives in Colorado Springs with his wife, Deanna, their son, Micah, and their dog, Yuma. All four were there early on Sunday.
It's really good to see everybody and just see that everybody's doing well, and just all the hugs this morning and regrouping with the church is really good.
Shrewsbury, who's been going to the church on the ranch for a few years now, says the group pulled together when the Waldo Canyon fire roared into the outskirts of the city last Tuesday.
Getting calls from other members of the church over the week to make sure everybody's okay, and people coming together, supplying stuff for people that were evacuated, places to stay, food, meals, and stuff like that.
When thousands were evacuated, the roads and Interstate 25 backed up with traffic. Jeff Plowman is the praise team coordinator with the church, and he was stuck in his truck watching the fire as it headed for the Flying W Ranch. It was hard to watch, but since then it's almost become a positive experience for him.
After the smoke cleared, we could see that God has his plan. So we started gathering our troops, get our church together, started sending emails saying we're moving.
Pastor Scott Yvonne echoed that sense of community as the service began, with the Flying W Wrangler Cowboy Band on the stage and more than 300 people in the bleachers.
Welcome to Church on the Ranch. We are, amen. So many of us have suffered huge loss this week. It's been a tough week. We have some families with us that are here today that we got to hug and cry with, that lost their homes.
Vaughn said the Flying W congregation was more than the historic building it used to meet in.
As awesome as our building was, as wonderful as that place was, that's not God's church. We are the church. We are the sanctuary.
The seriousness of the day, the service had several lighter moments too, like when Jeff Plowman made this announcement.
The Flying W boys were able to go back out to the ranch and they were able to salvage the bell out of the old chapel. So we're going to ring that bell right now.
After the service, Colorado Springs resident Serenity Pearson was really glad to get a chance to see everyone again, but it wasn't the same having the church off the ranch.
The Flying W has... Sorry. The Flying W has been a part of my life since I was really, really little. Right. And it's hard to know it's not there. So...
Even though he tried to focus the congregation on the future, Pastor Vaughn also felt that sense of loss.
That bell was the bell that was on the little chapel at the Flying W Ranch that burned down. It's just stuff, but there's a lot attached to that stuff.
Now, the plan is to rebuild the church and the ranch. Nobody knows where just yet, even Vaughn.
I don't really know exactly where we're going to end up, but I can tell you one thing. I promise you that God knows. As quick as he lets me know, I'll share it with y'all.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
For now, members plan to meet at the Norris Penrose Event Center until they figured out where to transplant the church on the ranch. For Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.